It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Natalie.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of beer.
That's right, because men like boobs.
And girls like beer.
I have never said that line before.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to break that.
You don't have to apologize. That's awesome. Keeping it.
Fresh.
No, fresh. That's it.
There you go.
So you're a beer drinker.
Yeah, I do like beer.
You just revealed some back-end information that people didn't know. We don't always drink wine.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes we drink Malibu. Sometimes we drink
I have a Malibu, and I got you some Kona longboard beer.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Kind of goes in with this Hawaiian theme down here.
That's what I was thinking. I almost grabbed Bud Light, mm-hmm. and then I'm like... But longboard people seem to like.
Yeah. So
I'm not a beer drinker.
Well, this is the only way I really have no balance for an actual longboard.
I know. Have you seen people driving around Denver with longboards on their cars?
I haven't seen it, but I can imagine what you're talking about.
The last two weekends, I'm like, what is wrong? Where are these people going? And Steve's like, well, there's reservoirs here.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, you see, like, I saw a Fiat. With a longboard,
really?
And I'm like, what the hell?
It's like, it's probably, I imagine it's like the surfboard-esque type style, like people do in California. So now we're just the longboard state.
Right, because you have the paddles that you can stand, and like, I hear it's a great workout.
Oh, I'm like, thinking like the actual, like not
like a surfboard.
Gotcha.
This is what it looks like.
Okay.
And that's, you know, that beer is... based on surfing.
Gotcha.
But, like, when I see these longboards...
So, you're talking about the paddle longboards.
Well, I don't know, because they all look the same to me. I don't know the difference. Is there a difference? Isn't it a...
I don't know.
Might be a little bit wider. I don't know.
Interesting. I was thinking, actually, the... So, it's like a skateboard, but it's the longer version. It's called a longboard.
Oh, no. These are, like, surfboards.
Cool. Yeah,
on
these
cars. And Steve's like, well, they have reservoirs here, but it's for those... I don't know what they're called. Like, paddle boarding or something.
Now that you say that, I have had a few friends on Facebook post that they had gone out and done...
it looks
something
fun.
Something like that, so...
I think if I ever go back to Hawaii, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Because that's the first time I ever saw it, but I don't want to do it in Colorado.
Because
that water's too dang cold.
What if it's like 80 or 90 degrees, though?
The water, still. It takes while of that temperature.
True.
To warm the water.
It doesn't.
Like, maybe this year has been pretty warm, and I'm like, yay!
Uh-huh.
Everyone's complaining.
Right.
I'm like,
I think it's so crazy because it has been so mild. These last two summers have been so mild compared to what we used to have when I was growing up. It was like
desert
six
hot.
To eight, maybe even 10 days in the 90s, like just breaking records left and right. And now it's been so mild with the rain. And I think it's because it was so cool, you know, like we got our snowstorm in May that broke all of the trees.
Yes.
You know,
we have broken trees still.
Right. And so, you know, 2 months of rain after the snow, and now it's finally getting up to... I feel like summer just began.
And it's about to end.
I know.
Welcome to Colorado.
Damn it.
But it's awesome. Huh. Like, the last couple years, you can ask Steve, I've been a grump monster, because I'm like, this isn't summer. This is not freaking summer. It's raining every afternoon. It's like 65
this
every afternoon.
This is Seattle.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is not. You got to come back to Missouri. He's like, oh, hell no. He grew up in Texas. He knows what it's like.
Yeah, the heat. No.
I like the heat because it gives you an excuse to jump into the water.
Into the pool. Yeah.
That's
my thing. I totally get it. Well, like we were we had Lily signed up for softball this summer.
Did she like it?
She loved it. But it seemed like every evening we had a jacket on in July. It was the weirdest
That's
thing.
That's Colorado. What position did she play?
Well, it's fundamentals, so she played everywhere. But
that's good.
She really likes first. She's awesome at it. Yeah.
That's Albert Pujols land.
I don't know what that
he
is.
He was on the Cardinals, and he's not anymore,
gotcha.
So I don't know what what's going on in baseball since he left the Cardinals.
You have, well, I guess I know Todd Helton.
Yes. So it's very similar.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
He went to like the Angels or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
My guy.
Gotcha.
Albert Pujols. And okay. Then after that, I was like, well, Steve doesn't like sports, so I don't care anymore.
Right on.
So yeah, like Todd Helton.
Yeah, that's really, and the guy that, Tulowitzki.
He's a shortstop, right?
And then there was...
you play softball!
There was one... No. This will be the first year.
Okay. Because you were like all talking about putting a team together. I'm like, well, you must know what I'm talking about.
No
you don't.
Absolutely not. Okay. I think I played softball once as a kid.
I played it like...
T-ball first, was my jam.
First, second, third, fourth. Maybe fifth grade.
Okay.
And then it started getting, like, fast pitch, and I'm like, oh, screw this. And I never played infield. Like, right. They always put me in the outfield.
Yeah.
I remember picking flowers.
Daisies. Like,
yeah. Because I was so bored.
Sure.
Not my thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, when you're a kid, mm-hmm. not too many pop flies are going to come out your way.
And when they do, I would, like, freak the F out. No, don't hit me in the face. Don't hit me in the face. Oh, my
right,
God.
Right.
So you're putting a softball team together. Why?
Just for our rec league.
Okay.
We've been talking about it all summer, just trying to get the group of friends together and just have fun.
It's an excuse to drink longboard.
On a Thursday night, heck yeah.
Yes. My ex was a huge, like, competitive softball player.
Oh,
so,
geez.
Like,
yeah.
I would, like, every Saturday and most Sundays would be at the softball field getting a sunburn.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't play. He's like, here, why don't you sub in? It's a co-ed, and we're short, and that was almost a breakup period.
Gotcha. No, we're not. We're just
fun.
Gonna have fun.
See, that's awesome. I think a kickball league would be fun.
Yeah, I subbed in last summer for a friend's team,
mm-hmm.
and that was fun.
But I'm so dainty, girly that I make weird noises when I kick things.
Gotcha.
But I remember in sixth grade, I was like the all-star of my class.
The champ, huh?
That was sixth grade.
That's okay. We all have glory days.
That was my glory. That sucks.
Sixth grade, dodgeball.
Woo!
Man.
Mrs. Davis was my number one fan.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I see a
Shout
lot of...
Shout out to Miss Davis.
Yeah. A lot of adult kickball leagues, and I'm like... I don't know if I could do that. Like co-ed dudes, adults, kicking balls at my base.
Well, I think the trick behind kickball nowadays is you bunt it. So it's really super close and you can run further. Because if you try and kick the ball and it goes in the air, then
they're going to catch it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially grown men. Like, they don't care. They're going to catch a ball.
Yeah. They don't care.
Yeah. They're
Who cares if it's a chick?
Right. Well, they don't care if it's going to, like, smash their face or anything.
Well, kickballs are soft, so even if it does, but I feel like a 200-plus-pound dude kicking any type of ball at my face,
right.
even if it's, like, a beach ball, like, I probably don't want to get hit by that.
Oh, yeah. No, sure. Sure. You just got to jump and get at the ball.
So when you filled in...
I don't know.
I'm like,
I got all this technique for you.
So when you filled in, it was just once?
Yeah, it was just one time.
How did that go?
It was fun. It was a lot of
fun.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I talk a big game, but once I get out of work, I'm like, meh.
I'm tired. No, I think, well, it's kind of nice too, just to kind of think that since we're all getting older, we don't really see each other that much.
Right.
And then it's also friends that we haven't really hung out with that much in the last few years.
They have kids, you have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
That's my one of my best friends here in Denver. She is awesome, but she has three kids now.
Uh-huh.
So it's like once every other month, if we're lucky, we're going to get together for dinner.
Right.
And I miss her. And it's stuff like that. Like, she's like, let's get together for a brewery tour.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, Steve doesn't drink.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, maybe, but I feel like he would be so annoyed. So it's like stuff like that. I'm just like,
well, that kind of sucks. Maybe then you just leave him here and go out.
That's what I do when it comes to concerts these days.
Gotcha.
Like Miranda.
Yeah.
I just bought a ticket to Chris Young.
I'm so mean to Steve. Just leave him at home.
No. No, I
make sure there's a sandwich on the table when you get there. Just kidding.
Leave a casserole just in case he's really hungry. No, when it comes to, like, new country, like, he would prefer me leave him at home. Like, I went to Kenny Chesney at Sports Authority Field recently.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, mm-mm.
No. Even Kenny isn't...
Yeah, but it was like Brantley 90s. Gilbert.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Okay.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah, it was a lot of new stuff.
Okay.
And I have a tendency, if I'm not driving, to get a little cray.
Yeah.
When it comes to concerts, because I love live music. I love it.
It's fun.
It is.
The atmosphere is so much fun.
It is. Have you been to a concert at Sports Authority Field? It was my first, and I'm like...
Sports Authority, no. I haven't.
Fiddlers?
Been. Yeah, oh yeah. Fiddlers.
So that, like...
Right. That we were just at one on...
Yes!
A week ago at Red Rocks. That was fun.
Who did you go see?
Incubus, Deftones, Death From Above, and that's all that we saw. They're like alternative rock bands.
And this is why we have no music to talk about. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Like, T-Squared and, like, Carrie. Well, Carrie's getting into the country, but T-Squared comes in, she's all, like, rock.
Yeah, total rock queen.
And I'm like,
Sure. You're like, yeah, those guys sound awesome.
Yes.
They're girls, Janet. Yeah, those girls, they sound rocking. Yeah.
I try and fake it. You fake it till you make it, right?
Right.
So it's been a while since you've been here.
It has been a while.
What's new with you? Your hair looks amazing.
Thanks. I dyed it back to brown.
Is that it? Like, your Facebook profile picture on fleek.
Thanks.
I used that word in the right reference.
I don't know what that means.
It means you're on point. I've never been able to use it. Like, eyebrows are on fleek.
Gotcha.
Like, looking good.
Nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're younger than me. I just taught you something.
Oh, right on. Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, thank you.
But it's, like, curly and...
Well, this is just me. Just
natural.
Me. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're natural beauty.
Oh, thank you. You are too. Oh.
I feel like you see me at my worst. I get off work and I'm like, we can do this. Go. Hey!
Oh, stop it.
All right, so, because it's been a while, the last few weeks, well, like 2 weeks ago, I had a brand new co-host.
Okay.
And I threw some questions at her.
Right on.
And then last week, a co-host that had only been on here once before by herself.
Okay.
And so I threw those questions at her. So I took those questions and I brought my three favorites out just to throw at you.
Oh, boy.
Just because I feel like it's been forever. Let's not do that again. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's make it sooner.
Have your people call my people.
All right.
Okay.
I will schedule with Natty Waters.
All right.
What was the last thing that really made you angry? You don't seem like the type of person that, like, trips the trigger very quickly.
Yeah.
You're kind of chill, kind of easygoing. I love that about you.
I don't know. I think it's something. So I'd say probably the last thing was...
Do you feel the pressure, the hot seat? It's like a hot pink seat on fire.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, like, what made me the angriest. Because sometimes... Okay, so my husband's been off since Friday.
Oh, nice.
And it seems like... Oh, and I feel bad that I'm going to be putting
Did he work Friday?
No, he had it off.
No, all women understand what you're about to say.
So...
So he's been off since Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well... He's been helping out around the house and all that.
And you had
stuff.
A yard sale?
Yeah, we had a yard sale. Yeah. But it seems like the day off that we had, it was Tuesday because we took that Tuesday off after the concert.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just kind of grumping around and like everything out of his mouth. He was like, oh, God. Oh. And I'm like, dude, listen to yourself.
Right?
You sound like a bear right now. Like, seriously, what is your problem? And then I, you know, that kind of made me mad that, you know, his whole day off, he was just growling around. So, but I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that makes me angry. But
I don't see that.
But that
about
was,
you.
I think
like,
that was the
I'm
one thing
sure.
that's kind
of
like
a lot of
sticking
stuff
out.
That makes me very, very mad.
Oh, yeah. My husband could probably tell you 1,000 things.
That's how our significant others know us better than anybody.
Right. We just had this conversation with my girlfriends of like, oh, we are so nice to everybody else. And then when you come home, you're just like a grumpy bear.
I can be super passive aggressive.
I can too.
And I hate it when I realize it, I'm like, damn it, Janet.
It's like you're trying to like reel back in all the like, meanness that just came out of your mouth.
Yes. Yeah.
Get back here.
I'm so sorry.
Right.
Last night, Steve was like, we got home and we had gone to Flatirons Mall, which is about 40 minutes from here.
Yeah, it's across town, yeah.
I hadn't been there in like 4 years.
Okay.
And they had some new shops and some good sales.
Yeah.
And I kind of bought a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I get home, it's like 7 o'clock, and Steve's like, so do you want to do like a haul, do a video haul for YouTube? And I'm like, no, I have to work tomorrow. I have a full work week. And I just started going off on him. Uh-huh. Like, I have this full work week thing. You don't know what that is. I know. And I just went off.
Yeah.
It was so bad. And I'm like, that was so not called for.
Oh, I know.
All I had to say was, I'm tired and I need to reset for the week.
Right.
But I went off.
Right.
I'm jealous of his ability to not work a full 40-hour week and gotcha. Make more money than I do.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you could relate.
Well, I'm the one that doesn't work that much.
Oh. So. That's right. But you're a mom.
True.
He doesn't. He has dogs to take care of. That's about it.
Yeah, but my husband's a dad, too, so I can't really.
Right.
Mm.
Right. I just felt really bad. Like, I'm just like, ugh. Horrible.
No, I know. Because then after it's all said and done, you just feel so mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you're like, why does he put up with it?
I'm, yeah.
Like, we're not married. He could be like, guess what? Out.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful he puts up with my.
Right. Yeah. Same to my husband. I always have to just be like, hey.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. I don't know why you put up with me.
It's like, I love you, I love you, I love you, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Right.
It's like those back and forth.
Right, 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 right.
But karma got me in the face last night, like early. I went to sleep, 9:45, I was out. Well, I woke up at like, I want to say midnight.
Okay.
And Steve was standing up, because he doesn't go to sleep till like 1 or 2. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, oh, I just got a snack. And he had like a Twizzler in his hand. And I like roll over. Okay, we have cats in the basement, dogs upstairs, right?
Okay.
Dog's asleep right by where Steve sleeps. Another dog's asleep in the bathroom. I roll over to get on my stomach and there's a cat. And I freak the F out. Nice. Wake up completely. I'm like, whoa! And the cat like jumps and runs away. It was Rain, the big cat. And Steve's like, why did you do that? I'm like, it's been 5 years since I've slept with a cat in my bed.
Oh.
Since before I moved in with him.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I was fully awake for 2 hours.
Nice.
I'm like, that's karma.
Nice.
I need sleep to get ready for the week and bleh.
And so he fell asleep as you watched him, huh?
Yes.
You're like, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the cat was like somewhere, so I kept worrying about the cat and the dog. Like,
oh.
Because when I screamed, gotcha. The dog's like, what's up?
What's going on? You want me to keep that cat away for you?
Right. And I was super happy to see the cat.
Sure. It just, you weren't ready for it.
Right.
Right, right, right.
All right. The next question I have for you, and these are not question answer fun. Stretch it
this
out.
This is not fun at all.
Are you not having fun?
No. It's just the way that you poised that statement.
But you know, like, question answer fun time.
Oh, gotcha.
This is not that. These are just questions out of Janet's world. So, what three songs are on repeat in your world right now? Because it's been a while since I've talked to you about music, because you've been on the podcast for like a year and a half now.
What is on my... Well, like, Death From Above, they've been on my radar
That's
for...
That's a group?
Yes.
Okay.
They're like early 2000.
Okay.
Alternative
like Britney Spears
rock.
Time.
Probably.
Yeah, because she came out in 99.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. In relation, I didn't find them till... way after.
Okay.
They had already broken up. And then they got back together.
See,
but anyways, yeah, it's safe from...
Is it hardcore?
Kind of. They are a little yelly.
Yelly. Like they yell, like...
Kind of... Well, it's not like singing.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like...
Okay. I got
yeah.
you.
So, I don't know. Hard rock? Screamo? I don't know. It's not really screamo... I guess I don't
is
really know.
Is a thing?
It is a thing.
I've never heard of that.
It's like very emotional, screaming music.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I could do that from
I can really do that, but they have some like subtleties of, I don't know. My husband would probably agree that it's probably, I don't know. Anyways, so something from them. I'm trying to think.
Anything coming to mind? Like, what was on your car radio when you pulled up into my driveway?
Talk radio.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
I guess I've been kind of like on the talk
Sports
radio.
Sports talk?
Yeah, my husband had it on the fan earlier.
Okay, so you get into like the Peyton Manning
talk. Well, it's just those guys are funny. And they talk about stuff like one of the hosts lives near where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how there's a pot shop that's being opened up by our area. Whatever.
Oh.
It's whatever.
They turned a McDonald's at Parker and 225.
I know.
Pot shop. That's the closest one that I'm aware of. And I was just like, that's ironic. Turning a McDonald's where potheads go to eat.
That's
into a pot shop.
Right. Well, I used to live down that way. Mm-hmm. And for every time I would pass it, my husband every once in a while would say, oh, you know, that used to be a McDonald's. And I'm like, yeah, we've had this conversation
before. It looks like one.
And then the other day I just started cracking up. We drove past it. I'm like, of all things this could have been.
For the longest time, we drove past, and Steve be like, what are they turning that into? I'm like, I haven't a clue. What do you turn a McDonald's into?
Right.
They picked the perfect thing.
Right.
In the perfect neighborhood.
Right.
Crazy.
Very transity. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not really sure about the music. I mean, I've been digging on music, but it's just on shuffle, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is there anything that makes you stop and go, woo! Repeat? Nothing?
Trying to think.
The silence makes me think there's nothing.
Well, I mean, I have. I can't.
I put you on the spot.
Yeah, I can't think of what it was. I've had a few songs where I've done repeat like 3 times.
3?
But I can't remember which one it was.
And then what's been the highlight of your summer?
Spending it with my kiddo.
Aww. And yeah. She had a birthday.
She did. Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun. Good. We went to Water World. She got a bike. 7.
Oh.
Oh.
No, I'm
I thought you were like trying to guess how old she was. I'm like, not 10.
No, she was 6.
5 and 2.
And now she's 7.
She's 7.
Yeah.
It's been fun. I mean, I've been interviewing for other jobs.
What? You work at Kaiser.
I've been interviewing for other jobs. It's kind of scary right now. But anyways, I've been interviewing for other jobs.
Yikes.
Well, we want to refinance. So I've been thinking, like, I'll just take this summer off and hopefully I can get a full-time this fall so that we can refinance and all that stuff. So.
Wow. The market here, like, the unemployment rate is, like, 4%.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's so low.
Probably because... Well, I mean, it was probably because the market was kind of steady, but now I feel like maybe that will increase with the unemployment.
I know, because the future, they keep talking about the future is so uncertain.
Oh, yeah.
What's going to happen? I don't know.
It's always hard to tell.
When you work in recruiting, it's kind of scary because it's like ups and downs. Mm-hmm. I took another job at my company, but in order to take that job permanently, I have to backfill my position, and that's been the hardest thing because unemployment is so low.
Gotcha.
I'm like, here, you want to be a recruiter? No? Okay.
Do you train?
No.
Yeah, that's what
no.
I meant.
No.
But everyone is like,
I'll keep my eyes open.
Right. Yeah, I joined a recruiting firm.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So.
For someone that has, like, you have experience with, like, data entry and stuff.
Yeah.
That's a good place to be. I was gonna like get off the podcast and tell you that.
You
should like do that. I don't have anything in my company, but that's a good place to be because those type of positions right now, like I just had a data entry position in New York and I filled it with an agency.
That'd be so cool. I wanna go to New York.
Oh, I don't want you to leave. Thanks. Okay.
What do you mean? I could be like Petra and I could call in.
Yes, we could do Skype.
Right.
Skype.
Right. We'll do a 3-way with Petra on Skype.
Yes. Kentucky, New York, and Colorado.
Colorado.
That would be covering the gamut of the country.
Right. We would just need someone on the West Coast.
Yeah. I don't have anyone, but we could find someone.
We'll just send Steve to the West Coast.
Yes. He goes there from time to time.
Yeah. It's all good. Disguise his voice as a woman.
So the movie people in this area have been like hooking two girls in a bottle of wine up. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I have. That's pretty sweet.
We have another chance for Denver listeners to see a new movie before it hits theaters. This is brand new. I haven't posted anything about it. Okay. I thought I'd wait until we met.
Right on.
Have you seen the trailer for The Intern? Robert De Niro, Anne Hathaway.
Mm-mm.
So Warner Brothers, big movie name.
Who?
Warner Brothers. Oh, God. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, what? The you intern. Like movies and you don't know these right. guys?
Like you make movies and
Looney
you don't
Tunes?
Know?
No, yeah. Nothing. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Acme.
Right. So
Warner Brothers, it's called The Intern. It stars Robert De Niro as a 70-year-old widower becoming an intern for an online fashion site.
That's awesome.
Founded by Anne Hathaway's character, Jules.
Nice.
It comes to theaters September 25th.
Roles.
Yes. And that's if you cool. want more information, you can go to theinternmovie.com. The screening that we have will be September 22nd.
Cool.
Yeah, and if you want a chance to win, send an email with your name to twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. That's all it's spelled out. T-W-O. Girlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. All I need is your first and last name. I'm not asking for any personal information. I'm not selling anything. And that'll be fun. So The Intern.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That's a cool storyline.
Yes. So we will play the movie trailer right now.
Cool.
Okay, Benjamin, I'm going to ask you one of our more telling questions for all of our interns, so I want you to, like, this is the one to really think about, okay? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
When I'm 80.
Remember a few weeks ago we talked about the senior intern program?
Seniors in high school or college?
No. Seniors in life.
Hold on. What?
That's our founder and CEO, Jules Austin.
Any tips before I go in?
Blink.
Blink.
She hates when people don't blink. It weirds her out.
Hi, Jules. I'm Ben, your new intern.
I'm glad you also see the humor in this.
Be hard not to.
I will email you when I have something for you to do.
I'll wait to hear from you, sir. I'm terribly sorry. Excuse me.
So you're Jules' new driver?
No, actually, I'm her intern.
That's hysterical.
My intern sure keeps busy.
Mr. Congeniality.
Everybody loves him.
You should dress to impress. Tuck in the shirt. Why doesn't anybody tuck anything in anymore? Oh, I'm asking you.
I'm Fiona, the house masseuse.
Ben.
How's that, Ben?
Well, so that, oh, boy.
Here you go.
You're not as old as I thought you were.
So you're on Facebook, huh?
I joined about 10 minutes ago.
Well, better late than never.
All right, so there are all these questions for your profile that you can answer if you want to, like people who inspire you.
Jules Austin. You do inspire Jules.
Our investors just think that a seasoned CEO could take some things off your plate.
I mean, give me CEO lessons.
I never had anything like this in my life. This big, beautiful, exciting thing that you created.
Remember who did that?
Oh.
Good times.
It's moments like this when you need someone you know you can count on. Because you're my...
intern.
Well, I was going to say intern / best friend.
Look and learn, boys, because this is what cool is.
How in one generation have men gone from guys like Jack Nicholson and Harrison Ford to...
One boy.
Hollywood happenings.
Yeah.
What's on your radar?
I saw a lot on my Facebook feed about the VMAs last night.
I was going to say, did you watch them?
No, I didn't.
I did.
I think I got play by play on
Miley
my news
Cyrus
feed.
Is crazy. And we saw her nipple.
We all know. Really?
Oh, you didn't see that?
Uh-uh.
There was a nip slip, like full on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, aren't women like trying to get it normal for
I don't know
boobs
if this was
to
legit.
Just be out in public anyways?
Like the very last number of the show, and our DVR like decided to not show us the last number of the show. I'm wondering if it was because of the nip slip. I don't know. But like it paused. And then I get on Twitter and it was right before the last number, which was Miley performing. They went to Miley backstage and like there was a curtain and she like popped her head out and one of her nipples was not covered.
Oh.
So it kind of felt like an accident.
Oh.
Like, unlike Miley. I don't know. But the blatant... Her? Yeah. Well, I don't know. It wasn't like... Like, I feel like Miley would just walk out without a top on.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like, this was like, woo, what?
Gotcha.
There was total blatant drug references. Like, she was eating pot brownies with Snoop. There were, like, token up in her bedroom with rappers while Billy Ray tucked her in at night. It was so weird. Her grandma was, or Meemaw, or Mama, or her grandma, was in the skit with Snoop on baking the brownies.
Okay.
And it was so jacked up. So it was pretty inappropriate, especially, like...
That just seems like...
Because MTV kids watch. I remember watching as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, she did a selfie to try and be like Ellen at the Emmys. And she was like, 1, 2, 3, marijuana, hey! And, like, they didn't bleep it out or anything. Freaking, Wilson, big girl from Pitch Perfect. Yes.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So she comes out and, like, talking about, like, she had, like, a shirt that said, F the, stripper police. Because you know how everyone's like, F the police these days? Her shirt said, F the stripper police, but it was spelled out. Like, you could read the F-U-C-K on her shirt. It was not blurred out. There was, like, no censorship.
Really?
I'm like, this feels like the FCC would be all over this.
Maybe it's a deal. I don't know.
I know it's like MTV, and they probably have different rules than CBS, but...
Well, even still.
It was, and talk... performances? I don't even remember.
Really?
Because they were so stupid. Really? And Kanye came out and, like, talked for, like, felt like half an hour, and I guess he announced his candidacy for presidency in 2020.
Is that...
I don't know.
Oh, okay, never mind.
What?
I was gonna say, is that the candidate, D's Nuts?
Oh, that's... Kim Kardashian looked like a big fat camel.
Yeah, I saw a picture of her being compared to Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, that was not a flattering outfit. Her designer should have...
Yeah. Well, I think people just wear stuff that's weird. There goes
Daddy. You're so cute.
I'm trying not to like be like super judgmental, but I don't know. I think, like you've said before,
out there.
Like you've said before, Hollywood is just a way different atmosphere than the rest of the world.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is so there. Britney
and when I get there, when I get to Hollywood,
yes,
I hope I'm just normal.
And if you just need to be grounded from time to time, call me and I'll talk to you about my cat experiences.
My cat's butt was in my face, and I was like, yes, this is what I've been missing.
Dingleberries.
I'm just kidding. I won't probably get to Hollywood, but...
You will.
Oh, okay.
Don't lose my number.
Reach for the stars.
All right, some Hollywood happenings outside of the VMA disaster.
Boo. Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Schumer are making... The goofy, cool girl movie of your dreams. Have you seen this?
No, but I just saw like an article posted, so I didn't really go into it.
They're writing a movie together, and I guess Jennifer Lawrence came out and said they've like 100 pages in.
Nice.
Can you imagine?
That would
Amy
be fun.
Schumer and Jennifer Lawrence.
That would
two
be
two of my favorite, like, I don't care actresses.
Nice.
Calista Flockhart is back on TV. Do you remember her?
Yeah, what was she on? Felicity? No, that was the other chick.
I feel like it was a law show. But there's lots of other things coming to TV this fall.
Hi.
So, Calista Flockhart, she's married to Harrison Ford.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I did not know that.
So, from a Boston lawyer in Allie McBeal.
Allie McBeal.
Look at us knowing stuff. To HBIC, which is head bitch in charge.
Okay, then.
On CBS, Supergirl Flockhart is back and better than ever. In fact, the actress recently dished to ET, which is Entertainment Tonight, about her new character, saying she's uncompromising, unapologetic, slightly nasty, funny, rich, and powerful. All the good things.
Of course. So who doesn't want to be rich and powerful?
Right. So that'll be one of those shows to watch on fall. I feel like I did this last year, and then, like, all the shows I talked about got canceled.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that selfie show.
Yes! And, like, the lawyer show. Remember the lawyer show with the redhead from, like, Grey's Anatomy? No? Okay. There were a lot. So I'm going to try this year to not get sucked in. But here we go. John Stamos.
Excuse me.
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
He has another show coming out. And this shows his age. It's called Grandfathered. So let's see. He's stepping into a role that he and his perfect head of hair were born to play. I've always been recently attracted to family themes and kids. After getting a DUI, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to...
We all drink.
Right. He wanted to sort of come up with a character like me. Maybe the guy who you think is all there, but something's missing. So he plays like a grandfather.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's See, Uncle Jesse becoming a grandfather.
So is it just him? It's not...
It's him.
I thought I saw something with the...
Full House Revisited or something. Yeah, I think that's going to be on Netflix. This is going to be on Fox.
Different. This is different. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
You there?
Yes. Sorry, I'm catching up. I'm getting over a cold, okay? My brain is now finally working.
Deep breaths.
Goose Fraba.
The computer is loving me again for a minute.
It's because you're so shocking.
I'm shocking.
You're radiating.
Don't touch it. Rob Lowe, he's coming back with another show. It's on Fox, just like John Stamos. It's called The Grindr. I wonder what that's going to be about. Because you know that Grindr app is for...
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm totally guessing.
Arm hair curtains.
What is that from?
The guy, Rob Lowe, plays...
On the DirecTV commercials?
Yes.
I haven't seen all of them.
You haven't seen the guy with arm hair curtains?
No.
Gross.
That's awesome. But you remembered it. That's marketing. The Muppets are coming back. Luckily, ABC is bringing all of your favorite Muppets, yes, even Animal, back into our lives on a weekly basis.
Cool. I wonder if, what's his name, Jason Segel is writing for them.
Oh.
He brought them back.
I didn't know that.
That, the last Muppets movie.
That was all him?
That was him, yeah.
Hmm. Well, he hasn't been doing, How I Met Your Mother stopped, so.
Yeah. He's been in a couple movies.
But nothing crazy big.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he does a lot of independent movies. But anyways, would be cool if he was the writer. He did a good job with the last one.
Were you a Saved by the Bell person?
I caught the end of it. Well, I mean, I just thought it was one of those cool shows.
Mm-hmm. Which one did you like best? Jesse or Kelly? Or Lisa? No one I know wanted to be Lisa. Because Screech is after her.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I always wanted to be Jessie.
Okay.
And then she became the stripper.
Right.
Because she was the smart one, but beautiful, and she got the muscle guy, and I liked that.
A.C. Slater's girlfriend.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Mark Paul Gosselaar, who played Zach.
Yes, he's
coming back, and he's had a few shows over the last few years, but he's stepping into an edgier role on NBC's upcoming comedy Truth Be Told. Our show is going to tackle things that people are always thinking about but never really talk about, or they're afraid to talk about. Race, religion, politics, porn.
Porn.
I think I like how you say that much better than me. Don Johnson. Do you know who he is?
Yeah. Who doesn't?
He is the father of the girl that was in Grey's Anatomy.
Dakota
Johnson.
Wait. She was in Grey's Anatomy?
Not Grey's Anatomy. 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay,
But I went left instead of right.
I was going to say, no, she was in a gray.
So
I gotcha.
There's, you people there's, listening, it's relative. Just laugh at me.
It's
just
all
laugh
good.
At me. I go gray and I, yeah,
it's
my
all
brain
good.
Goes weird.
Hey, it's Monday and you guys get a show.
Right.
How exciting is that?
Did you watch the old Miami Vice?
No.
Well, okay.
I sure didn't.
Well, he's going to be back on primetime as the lead in ABC's newest soapy drama called Blood and Oil. Now, this series is already being called The Next Dallas, which they brought Dallas back on TNT, and that got canceled. And I was so sad.
Yeah.
Like, JR died in real life, so they had to kill him off in the show. And then it went downhill, and it went away. And I'm so sad. So, Blood and Oil.
Oh, okay.
You look so confused there for a moment.
Yeah,
sorry.
Totally.
Chase Crawford, did you watch Gossip Girl?
No.
Okay, well, Chase Crawford was in Gossip Girl. He's now 30 years old. He's still an actor. He's going to be a part of the new ABC drama. He's
still an actor? No, what does that mean? I'm almost 30 and I'm trying to break in.
Steve was telling me that he read somewhere where Katy Perry's about to be irrelevant because a 3 is going to be in her... The beginning of her. I'm like, look at Britney Spears. Britney Spears has reinvented herself. She is on fleek.
Shoot, I've got like 2.5 years to go.
Yeah.
Jakes.
So.
Sorry, I didn't mean to like.
No, you're fine.
Jump off the Chase train.
But Chase is going to be on Blood and Oil as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That makes me so sad.
I'm so sorry. Let's take a moment to regroup and let's have a commercial. You ready?
Yay!
La Lovely Vintage! La Lovely Vintage! Hey guys, it's Janet from Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. If you've listened to the podcast, you've heard Miss Tara Dover on my podcast, and you've heard us talk about La Lovely Vintage. But I want to take a moment to talk about it a little bit more. La Lovely Vintage is Colorado's first vintage shop on wheels. It was founded in 2011, and Tara decided to take her online vintage shop to the vibrant streets of Denver in the spring of 2013. La Lovely Vintage is located inside a reconstructed 1957 Shasta trailer named Lucy. Tara travels all over Colorado collecting and selling the finest hand-picked vintage goods. And on top of searching for long-lost, one-of-a-kind treasures, Tara restores all of her products to like-new condition. All products are hand-washed, dry-cleaned, mended, and ready to go. If you want to know where La Lovely Vintage is going to be next, check out her website at www.lalovelyvintage.com. All right, we are back.
Hey.
So I'm starting to add commercials into the podcast. They're not paid for.
Oh, darn it.
Like, that was a commercial for La Lovely Vintage. That's Tara's. Yeah.
How sweet.
Yeah, so if you want to, like, pimp something out, let me know. I'll create a commercial and throw it out there.
I don't have any.
I have faith in you. Nothing yet. You will soon.
Maybe a Kiowa Creek and Airsoft. Kiowa Creek and Airsoft and...
Shit. Just send me the information. I'll turn it into a commercial.
Let me have another drink.
Yay! Cheers. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Chatter, what's going on in your world? Chatter-wise, anything news-wise that's on your radar?
Well, I don't know if it really pertains to anybody else.
It doesn't matter.
I have 3 friends that are getting married next year.
That's a lot of, like, gifts.
Yeah.
Are you in any
of
the,
like, all 3 of them.
That's a lot of, like, bridesmaids.
Yeah.
How many?
I'm excited.
All 3 of them?
Yeah.
You're in all 3.
Uh-huh. They're my besties.
Wow.
From high school.
They're all getting married next year.
Uh-huh.
You got to start saving money.
And we're going to Jamaica.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You do need a full-time job.
I know, right?
Just kidding.
Sheesh.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Where are they getting married? Like, here or out?
One's getting married in Denver. One's
that's
getting
good.
Married where I got married. And one's getting married in Lafayette.
Where did you get married?
Out in Bennett.
Okay, so all local. It's not like you, like, have to fly to New York or anything.
Well, my friend's brother's going to get married in Jamaica.
Oh, that's
so
exciting.
So we're making a, what's it called? Vacation.
There we go. What's it called?
What
vacation.
Do you know? Drink Mai Tais on the beach. Oh, that's there's awesome. A word for it.
I don't know.
You need a vacation at this point.
You're not thinking of the word.
Right,
oh,
right.
Poor
Nanny. No. It's all good.
7 years you've been a mom.
I know.
It's time to have some fun again.
Right.
She's to the point where she can have fun with you. Is she going with you?
Oh, yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Awesome.
There's a pool and a water.
Floaties?
Water park. There
and
you go.
I bet
go.
They
water
have chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not worried. It's all inclusive, so.
Oh, those are the best from what I hear.
Yep.
Cheers.
All back. Longboarded up. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you know that Facebook had its first billion user day?
Oh, I did read something about
that. I feel like I thought this happened a long time ago. Like, Blank Space from Taylor Swift has had over a billion views. One of Justin Bieber's song, over a billion views. I just assumed that Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I know. I know
star.
Who that is.
I think the Baby,
like,
Baby song.
What's,
like,
oh, that,
baby,
that,
baby.
That.
Oh, like,
that old
his
one.
First song. Yeah.
Gotcha.
There's only a few songs that
can
I've had.
Can you imagine a billion people?
No. And they've all watched my video. Can you imagine?
No.
How do you, like, mentally absorb that?
Yeah.
You don't. You smile like Taylor Swift smiles.
Yeah. Is that how she smiles?
Have you seen her in concert?
No.
Okay. You're a lucky mom. Most moms have had to take their kids. Me, well, I went by myself.
Seven. She's seven.
She doesn't know Taylor?
She knows who she is, yeah.
She's not like, Mom, you have to get me a ticket now.
Hell no, I'm not going to take my kid to a
con.
Why? No. Not this young.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I was like 12, my first concert, and I thought I was like a late bloomer. It was like Travis Tritt and...
No, I think I'm a little too afraid to take her to...
Public concert
here in Denver, especially.
Oh, but Taylor, don't you think that would be pretty chill?
Mm,
oh,
I don't know. Maybe. I bet there's. It's probably. I don't know. Who knows?
Okay,
I'm just
go with your gut.
Yeah,
go with your gut.
I want to keep her young as long as possible.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think I was probably 13 before I had my first concert.
Was it indoor or outdoor? Because my first one was outdoor. Like, it was a state fair, and, like, it wasn't loud or anything.
I think it was outdoor.
Yeah. That's probably the best way to start.
Yeah. She doesn't have to, like, in... Jeez, I can't think of anything tonight.
It's the lung.
Ingest.
She doesn't have to ingest.
Inhale. She's not forced to...
Deal with the life of Colorado.
Yes.
There we go.
Yep.
So Facebook had its first billion user day.
Sorry.
So news is making the rounds last week that for the first time in the history of Facebook, more than 1 billion, with a B, people use the social network in a single day. That's billion.
No wonder.
Billion.
I thought that my service just sucked.
Your Facebook just crapped out on you.
It did, like, honestly, do you ever open it on your phone and it's like super jacked?
Yes.
It's so they need to build a bigger server.
What version of the iPhone are you on?
A 5C.
So that's like still pretty relevant.
Yeah, I mean, it's last year was a 6. Cuz I know that's what people are thinking. Yeah.
But I was like on the 4 when everyone was on the 5. Gotcha. It wasn't until the 6 that I popped up. So you could wait until the 7 and be fine.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna.
Oh.
I'm like, this is like a whole nother rant.
Let's turn right. Go.
Do you want me to?
Yes.
Okay.
Rant away.
The thing that makes me mad about iPhones and Apple products, it's like they want us, they're like, ooh. Here's the cloud. It's this really cool service that'll back up all your stuff. And then I go to log into my music and half of it's not even there that I've already loaded into my phone. And it's not there. And so I'm like, what the hell? And then, like, days go by and I plug my phone in to charge it. And it's like, you don't have enough storage on your iCloud. You need to buy more space.
That's how it works.
And it's like, I never freaking asked for the cloud.
Right.
Damn it. And now you want me to pay for it? I don't think so.
Like me on my phone?
That's the last thing that made me angry.
Oh, look at you. When
there
was
you
that?
Go. Well,
today.
You know the question you asked me earlier.
No, I'm there. But was that recently?
Well, it's been like anytime that question pops up, would you like to buy more space? It's like, no.
I don't like the fact that I bought the lowest amount of storage on my phone and now, like, I can't keep anything on it.
Right.
I'm constantly deleting photos. I can only have Miranda Lambert music on it because I have to have Miranda Lambert music on it. But other than
that, she gets me through my day.
She does. Anybody else, like, I have to listen to on Spotify. And I can't listen to Spotify on my phone because Spotify takes up space.
You don't have enough storage.
So I have to listen to Spotify on my iPad.
Computer, yeah. Sheesh. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's a P and the A. P and
yes. A. So, Facebook founder, CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay.
I like it. He made the announcement via Facebook last week, along with some inspirational words and yada yada, about 1.5 billion people logged on at once a month globally, but this is the first time that more than a billion people connected in a 24-hour span. Who monitors that? Can I have that job just to watch the number count?
For 24 hours?
Like, ooh, we reached 800,000.
I can't count that. 900.
No, you would watch the counter because it would be computerized.
Well,
right?
After like 9 zeros, it'd be like, I don't know.
Right.
A big number.
A big number.
Astronomical figures in my eyes. That's what I would say.
So we're not drinking wine today, but have you heard of orange wine? I hadn't until I saw this article from Yahoo.com.
That sounds good.
So Aline M. Duffy, author of Behind the Bottle, The Rise of Wine on Long Island, shares that you need to know about buying, drinking, and enjoying orange wines. There's red, there's white, but now there's orange.
That's awesome. I love
it. But if you think about it, like the color wheel, orange, red.
It's warm.
Plus yellow is orange.
Red and yellow.
But red plus white would probably make an orange tint, right? Until you get too much white and then it's pink. Yay, pink!
Yeah.
All right. So first, there's cute. Two types of orange wine. That results from oxidation and the other that is a result of contact with grape skins. Have you heard of the new cotton candy grapes?
Yeah. My friend posted about it.
I wonder if those would make some, like, amazing wine.
Maybe.
How do they make them cotton candy?
GMO. I don't know.
I'm like, never mind. Let me not talk about that anymore. You totally just rained on my parade. I'm like, cotton candy, what?
Sorry.
All right.
You just opened Pandora's box. I'm just kidding. No, I was seriously thinking about it. I was like, how do you flavor grapes with for candy? Yeah.
I haven't tasted one. Have you? Like, I immediately wanted to run to the store, but I ran to the beer store to get beer tonight.
Thank you.
I didn't see it until
Have
today.
You ever had grapples?
Yes.
So they're like apples grape sucked apples. In grape
too
something.
Tart. Oh. Have you had them?
Yeah, I have.
I find them to be
it.
Too tart.
But they kind of tasted like an artificial grape flavor.
Yes.
Which I don't mind, but it was just, it was weird. So I'm wondering if they do that same type of...
So they, like, know. Soak the grapes in, like, sugar?
Maybe. Dependent. Yeah, maybe. Like, some kind of,
cotton candy grapes.
Google it, people. Let us know.
And in addition to that, Google orange wine, because that's what we were chatting about.
See, that sounds good. I love orange stuff.
I do, too. Like, I like orange vodka, and I like orange soda.
Sure.
And, like, orange candy.
Orange popsicles.
Orange popsicles.
Orange Tic Tacs.
Ooh, those are the best.
Orange.
Why do they make Tic Tacs that are orange flavored? Because it's just saying, eat us all at one time.
I know. Right?
I know. That's rude. That is rude.
You're like, all for me and none for you.
Right.
Right.
Let's stop and do question and answer fun. Are you ready?
Oh, now we're going to have fun with the questions?
I know, right? I promise. It'll be fun this time.
Okay, cool. I'm having fun.
This is from Amber.
Okay.
So your first one is, what is your favorite quote and why? Go. Quotes. I would be so stumped right now. I post like quotes like multiple times a week and like to pick a favorite. It's like picking a favorite child.
I am going to go with the last quote that I read.
There you go. At least you absorbed it.
Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
There you go.
I was looking at a poster at 2nd and Charles today, and that was the last quote.
You remember where you were. That's awesome.
Yeah. I know.
Good job, Natty.
I don't have dementia. I just have brain farts.
Why is it your favorite? Because it was your most recent.
It was the last one I remember.
What is your all-time favorite movie? All-time. Throughout your 20-something years and... On the
planet
of Earth.
I would say either Amelie or Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Mind.
There you go.
Those are some, they're very creative, they're good stories, and the director is pretty sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the worst movie you've ever seen? Worst. Look at you. You're thinking about it. You know it. I see it on the tip of your tongue.
Oh, God. My husband is going to kill me.
Oh, it's okay. Like, I walk out of the movie theater and be like, Steve, why did you take me to this?
Rocky.
I feel like half of America disowned us. I don't like that movie, but...
Never say
violent.
That.
It's very violent.
I'm so sorry. No, it is the stupidest screenplay.
And there's like how many versions of it
now? Oh, I don't know.
They just got ready. Like, they were filming another one recently.
They were?
Yeah, because I watch a vlog of a couple that lives in Philly, and he's obsessed with Rocky.
Oh.
And he like ran into Sylvester Stallone, and they were like filming another Rocky.
Oh, boy.
Another one.
Shoot. Do I need to say another movie so you don't get disowned?
Nope. No, I'm fine.
Sorry, America. That movie was just
I feel like way... half of America is saying, oh, but then they're going, woo.
My friend, I'll name her name. I'll remain her nameless.
Call her Annie.
Annie Oakley.
There we go.
Annie Hall. Annie. Okay, anyways. It's like her favorite movie, and she told me her favorite movie. I'm like, that is the stupidest movie. And just the look of sadness on her face. I was like,
bad friend.
I am so sorry. It was so stupid. But anyways, yeah, that's probably my...
That's awesome.
I mean, it's just to the point, like, cheeseball to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's some really violent stuff. Like, as a kid, I remember accidentally watching it, and I was like, this is not okay for me to be watching. It's kind of like Pretty Woman. The
first time I saw it, I was, like, 24.
Oh.
So.
No, I saw it much younger, and gotcha. I'm like, what?
Blood all over.
He's gonna kill him, and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. And my parents were big WWF fans back in the day, and nice. I was like,
that's awesome. God. So were my parents. Well, my dad was.
Jake the Snake. If you could choose one type of food to eat for 60 days straight, what would it be? That's a commitment.
Italian.
Really?
Anything with tomato. That's so,
broad. Yes.
Pasta
marinara,
sauce.
Alfredo.
Something. Pasta. Something, pasta sauce. Tomato sauce, marinara. I could probably live off tomatoes.
Really? Yeah. Do you have a garden?
I want to, though.
One day. And if you could offer advice to the generation below you, would you tell them?
To listen to your parents.
Because they're smart, little Natty.
Right? It's true.
It is.
Yes. Pay attention in school because they're... As you get older, the things you thought were very boring and meticulous and stupid as a kid.
And mundane.
They're really actually important.
Very
attributes.
Relevant.
Yes. I wish I was more political. I really, really wish I wish I would have been.
You still have time.
Well, I know. Now I have no idea. And I have friends that are like super divided.
I don't think the candidates know.
Yeah.
But if you talk to Steve for a while, he'll talk to you all about the conservative part of life and Donald Trump and how Donald Trump is amazing.
Well, that's how my... That's
and then you go
I
find the
raised.
Opposite of Steve.
My dad... So this is the way that my dad laid it out. When you're young, you have a heart, so you're a Democrat. And when you're older and you've earned your money and you've put your time in, you're a Republican. And I'm like, okay, so where's the in-between, you know? And
Tea Party.
Right, I guess.
I don't even know. Libertarians. I don't know either. I'm not very political. I hate watching, like, the next year, I'm like, I don't even want to watch TV outside of DVR.
Well, and I think that's the other thing, too, is it's like, I just, hopefully, kids in our generation below us, they'll learn more to be more resourceful instead of more wasteful.
You can hope, but they're going to be way more technical savvy
and just be
and expect the now.
See, and that, and I hope that people like are out of the bubble and not just sucked into the technical bubble.
Yeah, and that is one
just
of
be
the
aware.
Many reasons I don't want to have children.
Be aware.
Yeah,
that's,
be aware.
That's what my advice is.
That might be the title of the podcast. Be aware with Natty Waters. All the crap we talked about, and that's going to be the title.
Beware of this podcast.
Be aware. Aware. Not beware. All right, Natty. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. It's been a while.
It has.
Let's do this a little more often.
I like that idea.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon!